A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 52 degrees, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, the area around Bonneville Elementary School in Salt Lake City is covered in ribbons today, remembering an 11-year-old girl hit and killed by a vehicle yesterday. Police say they're investigating this crash, but they believe the girl was walking in the crosswalk at the time. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports from the scene.
This intersection where she was hit has a crosswalk, but today it also has ribbons and flowers posted at each corner. Talking with parents here, they say this is a busy spot. Kids like to come visit the shops and drivers whiz by. Blue ribbons cover the front of the school. Of course, blue was the girl's favorite color.
Police have not released the girl's name, and we are respecting the family's request for privacy. Some businesses in Sugar House are worried about people walking with all the traffic around the area.
Businesses in Sugar House fear 2100 South that runs through the middle is becoming too dangerous for the foot traffic they want to attract.
Even just crossing the street from my place to go visit our friends with a crosswalk there with a light, it's still terrifying. Like, I've almost been hit many times.
According to brewery owner Chad Hopkins, the road doesn't fit the style of the area.
It's kind of chaotic because it's four lanes, you know, two other direction, and it's very narrow, and there's no room for turn lanes or bike lanes or anything. And
as Salt Lake City prepares to rebuild 2100 South from 700 East to 1300 East, Sugar House locals are calling for a design that prioritizes safety and retail foot traffic. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Population estimates for Utah were released today. They show more than 61,000 people have moved into the state in the past year. That's an increase of 1.8% in the population. Mallory Bateman, the State Data Center Coordinator at the Kemsie Gardner Policy Institute, says that growth was mainly seen in two counties.
It's Utah County is driving a lot of that growth, about 39%, so almost 4 out of every 10 new Utahns last year are living in Utah County. So there are a lot of people moving into Utah County. And then Salt Lake County is kind of the next, right behind, almost at 10,000 residents.
The Utah Population Committee now estimates, and this is a civics question for any fifth grader, we have 3.4 million people living in the state of Utah. The warm before the storm is coming with strong wind gusts through the evening and the potential for a treacherous commute tomorrow morning.
It's the winds that are rocking your car back and forth this afternoon as you try to make your commute home. 35 to 45 miles an hour. Valley, 65 miles an hour at elevation.
Southerly winds are cranking across the area.
KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says there could be 3 to 4 inches of snow on the ground by the morning. The good news is, once the snow starts falling, the wind should calm down.
Snow will be wrapping up as we head out for our morning commute, but there is a chance we could see some lingering snow showers through the morning.
Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is defending his Inflation Reduction Act. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president makes no apology for the green energy subsidies that have upset European leaders, but he admits there are some glitches in the wording of his bill.
We're back in business. Europe is back in business. And we're going to continue to create manufacturing jobs in America, but not at the expense of Europe.
He says it was never his intent to shut out American allies from trading with the U.S. Time is running out for Congress to reach a bipartisan agreement to fund the government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they would prefer a bipartisan solution, but says they have to prepare for all possible outcomes, including a continuing resolution, which keeps funding at current levels.
We have said again and again that we want to do that in a bipartisan way. We think that would be the appropriate way to go. Right now, we do have to, though, get to a place on the omnibus because it takes time to do.
Current government funding is set to run out December 16th. The criminal tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization is nearing a close. Donald Trump's attorneys wrapped up their case today by pointing a finger of blame at the organization's longtime finance officer. But prosecutors in the trial see it differently. They say the organization cultivated a culture of fraud and deception by lavishing perks on executives and falsifying records to hide the compensation. The former president was not charged in the case. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.